The absolutely classic Australian pixel art gem, Unpacking, is now on Apple Arcade. Experience the incredible storytelling in this wordless object placement puzzle game and be forever changed after. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Welcome back to Drop Rate. My name is Kyle Paletto, and on this Drop Rate mini, we're talking Motor Slice, the parkour-themed indie action platformer with a surprising and unwelcome twist. Before we get into the review, let's find out what's been making the news this week with the top stories on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast.
Hi, I'm Kat John.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Here are the top stories this week on Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly news podcast for Sunday, the 2nd of August.
GTA Online bans in-game gambling for Aussies. Let's get gambling banned. Full stop. Next.
Viral social game Mecha Chameleon has a rough week with dodgy malware maps and a Discord hack.
And jilted PlayStation fans plan to turn off PS5s to protest the end of physical discs.
Plus, we give you a preview of the most interesting games that are releasing this week.
You can get every episode of Walkthrough for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website sifter.com.au every Sunday.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Motor Slice straight up had me wondering if there was something wrong with my brain. I struggled to figure out if the odd sexual undertones were actually there or if I just needed help. God, how I wished it was the latter. This third-person platformer arrives with a genuinely cool premise. A badass protagonist with a giant chainsaw, third-person parkour, and a sprawling megastructure where you're tasked with taking down giant tyrannical machines. The seamless world gives the setting a real tangibility as you look out across the apocalyptic desert setting and spot landmarks you'll eventually reach. For a moment, I had an I could climb anywhere feeling. Throw in some really great liquid electronic tracks and the visceral and brutal chainsaw audio, it's a really strong first impression. Unfortunately, it doesn't last. As you might expect, movement is the heart of Motor Slice. It's running, jumping, some light combat, repeat. But where other parkour games like Mirror's Edge made traversal feel like flying, this feels like wading. There's a floaty hang time between pole swings, odd delays on wall jumps, and a character who I just couldn't quite get to behave consistently. The difficulty that emerges from all this doesn't feel intentional. It just feels clunky. The number of repeated unintentional deaths I had to experience had me hovering over the quit button far too often. There were areas early on that teased branching pathways, but it didn't take long before I realized Motor Slice is incredibly linear, and the only real choice on offer is whether to take slight detours to chase collectibles. The collectibles in question are just glowing orbs that I stopped collecting after completely forgetting what they were even for, and they simply weren't fun to collect. There was a moment that sums it up perfectly when I spotted one high up on a massive wall, saw that I needed to slowly shuffle along a linear crack to reach it, and just didn't. I did the mental maths on how long that shuffle would take versus how much I valued the reward and walked away. If the movement were fun, I'd have gone for it, but when the core movement mechanic isn't satisfying and the collectible doesn't offer anything of value, what incentive is there? Throughout the map, you'll encounter a few variations of small mechanical enemies that take a couple of hits to put down. They quickly become tedious. The boss encounters offer some really fun set pieces where you get to properly appreciate the scale of the world, though. Unfortunately, the second boss managed to fully break mid-fight, locking into a loop where it could neither be damaged nor deal damage. I just stood in the arena, contemplating my life choices while it slowly circled overhead. Now, to the aforementioned sexual tones. I cannot understate how off guard this caught me. The dialogue between floating robot companion Orby and protagonist P contains some genuinely uncomfortable moments, ranging from odd to outright objectifying. And the fact that your point of view is Orby just makes it even worse. A selfie mode that cycles through P's expressions via what appears to be slapping her, and a cutscene involving bare feet and a prompt to sniff them are just a couple of standout discoveries that I wish I just hadn't made. And they aren't outliers. Orby gets increasingly sexually obsessive as the game goes on, and I honestly couldn't tell you why. There's no narrative payoff for this choice. It's incredibly out of place and incredibly uncomfortable. For a game about a chainsaw-wielding machine murderer, it's a jarring detour. Motor Slice has the bones of something interesting. The world is cohesive, the aesthetic is great and has heaps of personality, and the audio is really strong, but the technical execution feels undercooked across the board. And the inclusion of overt and needless sexual objectification is tough to overlook. Without the weird horny tone, I might have settled into the janky mechanics a bit more, but as a complete package, Motor Slice asks for a lot of patience in exchange for little payoff. This has been Drop Rate by Sifter, our video game review podcast. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the theme music. Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button, and Adam Christo. Mitch Lowe and Kat Jahn are Sifter's senior producers, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer. If you want to let us know your thoughts on Motor Slice, head to Sifter HQ on all social platforms or join our Discord at sifter.com.au/discord. I'm Kyle Paletto. I'll catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Chris Button, and on the latest episode of Lightmap, Alana Pierce joined me ahead of Alt Games in Sydney to share her plan to break the Hollywood curse of video game film and TV adaptations with her new production company.
Video games don't need Hollywood. We virtually have, outside of physical crew, every skill set that you already need to make something incredible. Many things that are already used in films, as games get more and more cinematic, we have someone on a dev team already doing. That vision is already there. One of the things that I'm working on right now is a live action sort of short for a studio, and they actually storyboarded the whole short in engine. But they did all of the storyboarding themselves in engine, and it's fantastic.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or sifter.com.au, and wherever you get your podcasts.